Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Good morning. I can hardly keep up with everything that's going on. Good morning, Hawaii. Good morning, far-flung places. It is Saturday. It's the 31st of July. It's already August tomorrow. Where does the time go? Welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio, streaming live around the world. Aloha. The podcast is also available if you can't listen to the whole show. It's radiogolfclub.com/listen. radiogolfclub.com/listen. Ron Cyrak is calling in. He is, of course, Golf Channel contributor to USGA. Of course, today there is the U.S. Women's Senior Open being played. Annika Sorenstam. Colin Burns is calling in, General Manager, Winged Foot Golf Club. Robert Winskovitz is calling in. He's the founder and managing partner of Squares, and they've got a new partnership, a really cool one. Tina Scotty's joining us. Ronald McDonald House Charities, they're looking for some volunteers. And Steve Eubanks, senior writer for Global Golf Post, he is calling in. Of course, he's calling in to cover the Olympics with us. And let me tell you, there is so much golf being played across this fabulous globe. Fitting that the men are preparing to play the final round of the Olympics in Tokyo. We have Xander Schauffele leading by a stroke over Hideki Matsuyama. Matsuyama has the entire country of Japan on the edge of their seats, hoping to have their Masters champion win gold at the Olympics at home. Indeed, and of course, Xander has his ties to Japan, so he's equally intent on winning gold for his heritage country, and as well as for the United States of America. That's how people feel. Ireland has Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy quite close to the top of the leaderboard. Chile's Pereira Mito, Mexico's Carlos Ortiz. Great Britain has Tommy Fleetwood in there. I mean, it's just fantastic. So we've got just so much going on. All these golfers were at one point just separated by a stroke. In Ireland, the Tri-Sanction Tournament, the ISPS Handa World Invitational, it's being played at Calgoorne Castle in Northern Ireland. It's sanctioned by European Tour, LPGA Tour, LET Tour, played in Northern Ireland at Calgoorne, as I said. 144 men, 144 women playing on the same course for the same prize money. Yes, and then we have a really big story in golf, truly. Women's golf, the U.S. Senior Women's Open Championship, played at Brooklawn Country Club. Annika Sorenstam, three-stroke lead. When I last checked, this was after the round yesterday, 3-under 69 in the rain-delayed round after a lot of delays. Liselotte Neumann, both from Sweden, are right there contending. And Ron Cyrak is coming in. He's with us next. Brooklawn and his 120-field, not his, but this 120-field event. We'll be talking with him right after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, writing for the United States Golf Association, because, of course, he is at the U.S. Women's Senior Open with Annika Sorenstam playing. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. What an exciting time. I mean, Annika Sorenstam, Joanne Carner, Kim Williams, so many different women who are in contention and who are, I mean, you've been writing all week.
Yeah, this is an amazing event because the week starts out and it's sort of like a college reunion. It's a bunch of old friends getting back together and reestablishing old ties. And you see a lot of that, the good-natured camaraderie and everything. But then, boy, Thursday morning, once that tee's put in the ground and they start counting strokes for real, everybody gets their game face on and it turns into what it is, which is a USGA championship competition. It's been a fascinating week. Annika hasn't competed on this level in 13 years, and she's stepping right out there as if she's never been gone. She hit 32 greens the first 2 days, 32 out of 36 greens the first two rounds.
It's been
remarkably solid play.
Exactly what I was going to say. That is remarkable, absolutely. And watching her, she said, "I'm super pleased. I really am." Her husband's on the bag with her.
Yeah, you know, when I got here, I got here on Monday. I went to the range on Tuesday, and I saw Annika and her husband Mike out there in the range and chatted with them for a while. And then I started watching Annika hit balls, and the first thing that popped into my mind is, oh, she didn't come here to finish second. She's been working hard, and I could tell right away. I mean, the swing is a great swing. It's a swing that's going to age well, but things like distance control with her irons, you know, the distance that she has off the tee right now. I just was looking at all that and said, okay, this woman's been putting a lot of hours in getting ready for this tournament. She came here to make a statement.
Do you think playing with the guys on the West Coast recently may have really gotten her into the groove?
I think anytime you have a chance to compete in any kind of event, you know, this year she played one LPGA event. She played in the celebrity division of the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. Then she did that Tahoe Reno event that you're talking about. And, you know, the one thing you can't practice on the range is pressure, competition, you know, what it's like to be playing tournament golf. You only get your game legs by playing a game, you know, and so I think every time that she went out and did one of those things, and she did more of them this year than she normally does, all meant that she was trying to find a way to get in the reps to make her ready for this tournament.
That's really cool. She said that her driver was maybe not as sharp, but my irons were really spot on. And she said, Mike and I think we have a good system and trying to figure out where to go. And, of course, the rain last night makes the greens quite receptive, so I was able to fire more at the holes today. Rain has been a major issue. Tell us.
Yeah, we got on Thursday, a massive storm came through about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just about almost 2 inches of rain, and drove the players off the golf course and soaked the course. So it made it, it slowed down the greens, which is, for the players, probably a good thing, because Brooklawn is one of the great old Northeast courses where you never, ever, ever want to be above the hole because it's so fast putting down the slopes here. So it slowed them down a titch, made the course. The scores are probably a little bit lower than they would have been if we hadn't had that rain come through. But it does benefit somebody who plays their irons as precisely as Annika plays her irons.
Yeah, it's a Tillinghast course, right? And and the putting surfaces are normally really fast. Are those turtleback greens?
Well, it's funny. When I was talking to the players early in the week, the first two things they would say to me after a practice round is, the first thing they'd say is, "This is a hard course to walk, a lot of hills." And say, yeah, they all thought because it's on Long Island Sound, this would be a flat golf course, and it's not. And then the second thing was the contour of the greens. And I said, yeah, I mean, I played this golf course a lot. The Golf Digest office used to be right 2 miles from here.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, you can never be past the flag on this golf course. And that's, every player immediately corrected me and said, you can't even be hole high. You have to be below the flag. You have to be putting uphill.
Yes. Yes. I totally understand. We have a course that has that kind of situation where, you know, bye-bye ball. Joanne Carner, what a woman. She's 82. She shot 82. And the next day she shot 79. She's mythical.
She is. She's just absolutely a hoot, you know. One of my favorite memories, the very first time they played this tournament, 2018 at Chicago Golf Club, she played the last five holes of the first round, one under par to shoot her age right on the number, which was 79 then. And then she shot 82-79 here this week. And it's just to see somebody 82 years old out there playing with the passion that she plays makes you understand why she's won eight USGA championships, you know, and she's one of only five people to win three different USGA championships. And the other four are Carol Semple Thompson, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Tiger Woods.
Wow. So yeah.
She's got quite a resume going on in there. Plus she is just, she knows that by being here, she's helping to promote women's golf. And she not only loves the game, but she loves promoting women's golf. And you know, kudos to her for that.
Absolutely. It's she's so herself. It's wonderful to see somebody not caught up in, you know, oh, they're taking a picture of me. I better, you know, change my stature or something. You know, she's just her. And I met her once, and I was enamored with her honesty. You know, this just oozes out of her. It's wonderful. You wrote about, I believe, Kim Williams getting caught in those in-between storms, 27 holes in a day.
Yeah, she had to get up at the, you know, she got nine holes in the first round when the storms came through, then had to get up at 5 in the morning on Friday to come out here, finish her first round, and she had nine holes to finish there, and then she had less than an hour, and she had to go right back out and start her second round, play 27 holes in even par, and you know, like a lot of the one of the obstacles that a lot of the players who are in this event have had to overcome is they've had very few opportunities to compete in tournaments out there and to get that, what I was talking about earlier, that experience, those reps under pressure.
Yeah.
And for her, she was just thrilled that she hit the ball as well as she did and that she hung in there as well as she did. It was, she going into the weekend at even par on this golf course is a pretty good job.
Absolutely. And I was just reading many of the comments from the women is, you know, trying to be in shape for this. What do you do to get in shape for this? Exactly. The stress, you know, you can't worry about your body being able to keep up because your mind is already giving you, you know, enough trauma. You don't need body trauma on top of mind trauma.
Yeah, you know, a lot of players talk about how, you know, they upped their workout program. Rosie Jones was telling me that yesterday, that she's working out a lot more. She's in great physical shape. But you can get in great physical shape. You can go to the range and hit a billion golf balls. But it is that other thing that, you know, that I keep coming back to, that mental discipline of playing tournament golf. That's something you can't practice.
Yeah, it must be fun for Liselotte Neumann. I tend to want to say it in a German way, and I don't know how a Swede would. But she's right behind Annika, two Swedes up there at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, she made she birdied her last two holes yesterday. And by the way, there were a couple of the groups at the end. Karner was in one of the groups, and Liselotte, Laura Davies, and Annika were another group who, there's no way I thought they'd finish before dark yesterday, but they didn't want to have to get up early in the morning to come finish the round today. And they were literally sprinting over the last couple holes. And Liselotte played birdie both of her last two holes to get the five under par.
It's wonderful. Laura Davies, another, you know, mythical person. and she's right there tied for seven. This is wonderful leaderboard.
Yeah, you know, we do have everybody that, I mean, you got Julie Inkster, Helen Alfredson, Rosie Jones, Laura Davies. Laura, by the way, is three under through seven holes today to sort of get back in the mix. You know, one of the, I'll give you two names up there who just fascinate me. One's Ellen Port, who's an amateur, who's won seven USGA events, three women's mid-ams, four women's senior amateurs. And she's hanging in there at three under par. And the other is Dana Ebster, who shared the first round lead with a 67 with Annika. She's an assistant pro from Central California, a club pro out there, qualified for this event. The members at her club raised the money to pay her expenses to send her here. And she said she said after Thursday's round that doing the interview was more stressful to her than playing golf, because she had no experience doing interviews.
See, this is why you have to follow Ron Cyrak. On Twitter, it's Ron Cyrak, S-I-R-A-K. Very simple. And you go to the USGA.org website, and you'll find all the things that he is writing about, all these little insights that you'll find following Ron Cyrak and finding him at USGA.org. He's also a Golf Channel contributor and authored with the fabulous team of Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, the Vision 54 trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. That one published in 8 languages. He's covered many, many, many majors. I think it's over 170.
This is 187.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm updating my notes here.
Yeah.
Ron Cyrak.
187 majors, 57 USGA championships.
So. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the show
with us. My pleasure, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Aloha. We're going to come back and head out to the most fabulous country club. Some people are going, Winged Foot Golf Club, indeed. I mean, the man who has run that club, who does all the bidding of the members to make them happy, his name is Colin Burns, and he's a mentor. And when somebody has a problem, like let's say they want to get they want to get a course ready for something like the Open, they'll give him a call because, my goodness, the things he's done, he's been director of operations for the 2006 U.S. Open, director of operations for the 1997 PGA Championship, and then they called him and said, hey, would you mind doing the 2020 U.S. Open? We're going to have Colin Burns on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com
or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
You know what? I got this text, and it's really upsetting when you get a text from somebody that you, you know, really respect and is really working hard to get some company or just a business back on its feet. And people have invested, and he's leading. He's the managing director, so to speak. So I got this text from Casey Nakama. Hi, Danielle. I am offering a $5,000 reward for our stolen John Deere ball picker. It was stolen from our Newtown driving range early Friday morning. I'd appreciate you making an announcement. You know, folks, the number to call is 773-7774. Doesn't get much easier than that. 773-7774. All right? It's a $5,000 reward. Their John Deere ball picker has been stolen. They've only been reopened for 3 weeks. So this is just, you know, it's just heartbreaking because they're working so hard to not only reopen Newtown Range, but make it even better than it was before. So I'll be announcing this some more this morning. But yeah, it's going to be a partly sunny day today, breezy conditions, a little rain, mocha, mostly sunny on the leeward side. I'm going to be hot again today.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Colin Burns is the general manager at Winged Foot Golf Club, director of operations of the 1997 PGA Championship, director of operations 2006 U.S. Open, director of operations, I believe, I didn't confirm this, but I know the U.S. Open, the 2020 U.S. Open, was played at Winged Foot in the most difficult of circumstances. And of course, Colin Burns pulled it off. Welcome into the clubhouse, Colin.
Well, it's nice to be here with you, Danielle. Thanks so much. It's nice to be in the clubhouse.
Yes, it's good. It's good. I mean, Colin, on LinkedIn, you describe yourself as general manager, industry advocate, guest speaker, and mentor. And one thing that I've heard and I've read that you, the general manager at Winged Foot Golf Club, you're known around the world as the man to go to when somebody needs help. So let's say...
Well, that's very nice.
Well, transforming Royal Port Rush into the Open Championship venue, for instance. I mean, that's a huge honor.
Yeah, it's been an interesting 30 years as the general manager of Winged Foot Golf Club. October 1st will be my 30th anniversary. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to many more years to come. You know, it's such a great industry, and I know how I was helped along the way when I was much younger and much less experienced. And so there's almost never a time when I won't jump in if called, whether it's a club looking to place an employee who's having a tough time with perhaps a board or a committee not understanding how things are working out. And so it's been my pleasure. And you know, one of the things I think we do a good job at Winged Foot is mentoring our junior managers.
And so many people want to keep that to themselves. You know, I know how to do this, and I don't want to share my knowledge. So,
No.
Thank you.
No. That's not the way to be. You know, we're on this planet together. We're in this industry together. And I was listening to your shout out about the piece of equipment that had been stolen. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that's heartbreaking. Businesses are just trying to get back up and running. And hopefully the industry and people who listen to you will somehow track down that piece of equipment because it's a terrible thing that happened. And I genuinely believe that we are part of this larger golf community, whether it's Hawaii, whether it's Japan, whether it's Royal Port Rush over in Ireland.
You are interesting. What I've learned about you, I want you to write a book. There's got to be a book. And do you have plans to write a book?
I've been asked by several people to do that. And, you know, you can never quite figure out what their interest is, whether or not they want little nitty-gritty details about being inside, you know, sort of behind the gates, or whether they want to know about the industry or people that you've met. So I've toyed with the idea, but, Danielle, right now, nothing. I'm actually working too hard right now to even sit down and think about it.
All right. The reason that came to me, among other, you know, I mean, all the work that you've done in the business of running of Winged Foot Golf Club, what can I say, as well as putting on the most intense golf championships. I was reading about when you were growing up, and you were growing up in your family's restaurant, peeling shrimp for guests. And then as I'm reading, it's like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton stayed at the Burns Country Inn.
Yeah, they used to come in. And, you know, I guess we're both dating ourselves a little bit to even know who those two iconic actors were. But it was really quite a success story. My father, you know, came out of the Navy, loved the restaurant business. His parents had a restaurant called Burns Steakhouse. They were just a very, very sort of amiable bunch. They loved entertaining. And Harry came out of the Navy, my father. And my mother and father were, until his passing, had been together 67 years since they were 15 years old. So it was really quite a romance. But anyway, they opened up the restaurant. It started out as little, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And next thing you know, we had people like Cary Grant, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, Muhammad Ali. Now, one of the reasons why they would visit, besides it was considered the country then, it was a nice 45-minute drive from Manhattan, was the fact that we were right down the street from Montclair State College. And so there was an active theater department there. There were guest speakers. And so as a result of being next to Montclair State College, our most famous alum is Bruce Willis, who was a waiter there while he was putting his way through, putting himself through college.
See, just these little snippets alone make it like an entire chapter leading into how much you know about not, you know, being the general manager of a country club has so many facets to it. But in the kitchen, you know, to leave like executive chef Rye Waddington, who's been on the show, you know, he knows what he's doing. You kind of let the kitchen do its thing.
Well, I let everyone do their thing, whether it's the director of golf courses, whether it's the head professional, our beloved Mike Gilmore. You know, I think I adhere to the adage that Warren Buffett has been coined. I think he coined it, and he said, you know, you hire well and manage little. And so, you know, I like to think that we hire really well, really smart people who are very professional, and then let them do their jobs, because there's nothing worse than having somebody leaning over your shoulder, asking questions, you know, wondering why you're doing this or doing that. And it's been very successful. And Rye has done an exceptional job. He's a great leader. He's a very empathetic leader. And we have an absolute blowout food program at the club.
Yes. And then when you, the way you talk, you know, and the fact that you're on the show today and you're willing to be just, you know, chatty with me, you say that Winged Foot Golf Club is not a stuffy place.
That, not at all.
So tell us about the fun factor.
Well, you know, it's a public perception that it's very much like a Pine Valley or some of the other more, I would say, serious clubs. You know, one of the things we like to say is that we treat members like family and guests like members. We would never let somebody stand in the door, excuse me, lost, looking around, wondering where to go. The minute somebody walks in, we welcome them. Can we get you something? Come sit down. Well, my host isn't here yet. Don't worry about that. Come sit down, have a drink.
Wow, that's
because
nice.
That's to us, that's true hospitality. You know, hospitality comes at you. You don't come at hospitality. So if you're genuinely concerned with hospitality and you're a believer in it, you step forward. You don't wait for the person to step towards you.
God, that's. I wish more people would take that perception. You know, I just imagine what Colin just said. You know, you step forward, you greet the person, you don't wait. And I see so many people who are standing at their station and they're just sort of standing there. And I don't know what to do. You know,
yeah.
I'm walking in for the first time.
Exactly.
Give me some direction here. Help.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we're very attuned to that. And by the way, we want, you know, we want the staff to feel comfortable. We clearly want the members, their families, to feel comfortable and safe and secure in the clubhouse. But, you know, the guest experience is so critically important to us, because so often a member is super sensitive when they have a guest with them. Right, it may be a first time, it may be a business colleague, maybe, you know, somebody from their family who they haven't hosted before at the club. And so we recognize that, and we recognize the impact that we have on that guest experience. So we're very out there in terms of making people feel comfortable.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, when did you, what kind of experience did you have for these large golf, you know, PGA of America, USGA, to come to you and say, hey, you know, we'd like to have our 2006 U.S. Open at Winged Foot?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I had about as much experience as I had running a club, which was zero. And so when I first started out, I was offered a job at a little place in Manhasset called Plandome Country Club. I was there from 28 until when I was 28 years old in 1987 to 1991. So I spent 4 years there. I had no idea what I was doing, but I'd been raised in the hospitality business. And, you know, you put your head down, hit your marks, get your job done, take it seriously, treat people fairly. And in my case, it all worked out. Now, just as an aside, and I'll get back to the Opens in a minute, I think the really interesting part, at least for me, is how I ended up in this industry. And if anyone has ever seen Goodfellas, you know, the famous sort of gangster movie, there's a character in there who actually introduced me, and it's too long, you don't have, your listeners would be bored to death. But that's how I ended up in the club business, a guy named Tony Darrow, who stars in Goodfellas, tapped me on the shoulder. I had known him from some previous work down in Atlantic City, and said, you know, there's this club job available. I never thought about working in a club. We were members of clubs, but I never thought about it as a profession. Mm-hmm. And boy, what a great phone call that was, and I've never looked back. And I've been very grateful that Tony Darrow reached out to me the way he did. Now, in terms of an Open or a PGA Championship, which was really my first, you know, it was one of those things that you have, fortunately, you have enough time. You have a very professional staff in terms of the PGA of America and then subsequently the USGA. So, again, if you know, Danielle, this is not a complicated industry. We're not doing brain surgery. We're not in an emergency room. So, you know, you show up with a smile on your face, get there on time, head down, hit your marks, and in our case, it all worked out. Now, the 1997 PGA Championship was the precursor to what would then become a renewed relationship with the USGA, because, you know, we had held an Open in 1984. Things did not go particularly well at the club level, and so we were sort of put on the bench for a little bit. And then with 97, the USGA realized that we were capable once again of hosting a modern day championship, and so we were off to the races. So we first hosted the 2004 US Amateur, which Ryan Moore won. He had a fabulous last series of holes, and then the 2006 U.S. Open, which then led to the 2020 U.S. Open, which was really interesting, having to move it from June to September.
Yes, I like how you said that. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Some of the things that were really interesting, for instance, the course because of the grass condition.
Well, you know, it's funny. It turned out, thankfully, the weather was spectacular most of the year, and it was actually pretty solid going into September. I think what was sort of interesting about it was the fact that we're having these phone calls in March of 20, COVID, we're 4 miles away from New Rochelle, which was the epicenter of the COVID outbreak in New York, and we're having our weekly call with the USGA. The USGA is having its weekly call with the Augusta National Golf Club, with the PGA Tour, PGA of America. Everyone's shifting their schedule around. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And then we made that first big decision, which was, let's not build anything because no one's going to come. So we immediately pulled the plug on the corporate hospitality tents, the merchandise tent, and that's when we saw, you know, we saw what was coming, because it just got worse from that point. So fortunately, we moved quickly. We canceled all the construction projects that were literally about to begin that second week of March. And then we had to go about, you know, the USGA in particular had to figure out how to refund 50,000 tickets. We had our own internal ticket sales that had taken place, you know, all with members. All the corporate hospitality had to be canceled. And then we had to then, once we knew that it was not happening in June, well, when is it going to happen? And then we finally settled on a date. We immediately said, yes, we'll take it. The country needs it. We need it. The game of golf needs it. And so we were off to the races. Now, what we had to do was resubmit a full presentation to the governor's office, Governor Cuomo, along with Dr. Zucker, which would meet their approval in terms of the number of guests, how we would handle COVID protocols. And we started out at 10,000, then it was 7,500 guests. And then it was 5,000, and then we ultimately settled on zero. And so we literally had no spectators.
Right. We remember.
Yeah.
We were all there with you. I had no idea that there was that much negotiation. But I shouldn't be surprised, given how many different things happen. And we're always saying we're confused about the latest CDC guidelines. I don't know what's so confusing. Something came up that's different. So they had to... Yeah. Immediately change something. So
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean welcome back to sort of, you know, the world of managing a club. And if you're not adaptable, and if you can't do things on the fly, still maintaining your smile and your good nature, then this is the wrong business to be in, because whether you're a head professional, head chef, you know, superintendent, no matter what position it is, there are things being thrown at us all the time, and you have to be able to adapt. And this was a perfect example. And we worked as very, very earnest partners with the USGA. There was never a time when we were not in communication. And we did it, you know, it was a very, Danielle, it was a great example of, and it sounds so cliche and corny, but teamwork. And boy, it was teamwork between our team, the USGA team, you know, the joint sort of operation that we had with them. And it was just, you could not have asked for a better U.S. Open, considering the what we had to do to get there.
Well, I'm just enamored with your energy. I was going to ask you a question, like, what would you want your legacy to be? I'll check in with you in 20 years.
I was going to say, the wheelchair has not been rolled up yet. So I've got, I'm actually, while I'm talking to you, I'm pacing because I'm ready to go as usual. My legacy, you know, I hope that I contributed to Wingfoot Golf Club in a positive way. If you think of it, you know, the centennial is in 2023. I will have been there for basically a third of the time the club was open. I will have spent literally half my life or more at that point at the club. So I just hope that in a very simple, humble way that I made a contribution, that I helped contribute to the traditions, to the culture, and that I've helped prepare it for the next 100 years.
Well, I hope we talk before 2023 or shortly.
Oh, we will.
Oh, goody. Colin
Absolutely.
Burns, I love this. Colin Burns, General Manager, Wingfoot Golf Club. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha. Bye-bye.
Tina Scotty is working hard. She's putting on a fabulous tournament, raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House. So there's a home away from home. When a child on one of the many islands, can be Oahu or the Big Island, has to stay in the hospital. We're going to talk with Tina about what she needs to be successful in raising money to make the Ronald McDonald House flourish. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Hey, congratulations, Paul, the winner of the two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and everybody's winnings is getting into the mail this weekend. Paul, you're going to love playing at Poipu Bay, but you probably already know that. And so to make it possible for somebody to go out and play and not worry about golf balls, Tampa Pro Shop, tampaproshop.com. That's where you go to get the best deals, and then you can get them shipped for free. $99 in purchases gets you free shipping, okay? So get in touch with tampaproshop.com. I know a lot of folks in Hawaii do already because that's why they reached out to us. tampaproshop.com. Thank you so much for the Bridgestone golf balls we're about to give away to the ninth caller, 808-545-1111.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Robert Winskovitz is the founder and managing partner of Squares, squares.com, S-Q-A-I-R-Z.com, S-Q-A-I-R-Z.com. Number one innovative pick at the 2020 PGA Demo Day. Nick Faldo, partnering with Squares at Nick's request. Golf Channel partnering with Squares. Jim McLean and Rick Smith recently signing on to wear and endorse Squares. Danielle Tucker loving her Squares shoes, and they don't look square. They have a nice toe on them, but the toe at the very front of the toe. Oh, I better bring in Robert. Bob, welcome into the clubhouse.
That's it. I don't have to say a word. You did it all. That was awesome.
No, I was just, I love the feel of the shoe. It's fabulous. And what I was about to say is the edge, the front edge of the shoe is an alignment tool. Check that out.
Well, I can't say that because the USGA would slap me something fierce.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting is that you can put any kind of alignment aid on the ball or the club. But it would be deemed non-conforming if there was any alignment aid deployed within a golf shoe.
I see. Oh, dear. I am so sorry. But this shoe, they've investigated already, okay? So this is USGA conforming.
Correct.
So no worries, folks. Go get yourself a pair of Squares because this shoe gives you such stability that you really have a grip on the ground. What is the science behind all of this?
Yeah, so it began with the square toe, and the reason for that is that, you know, I tell people when Carsten Solheim and Ely Callaway were out looking for perimeter weighting, and at the end of the day, that king iron looked the way it did because that's the way at the time perimeter weighting looked. And then the Big Bertha, the same thing. It didn't have a hosel. It was oversized. And it was the result of all the research and science. So we did the same thing. And so the science dictated, you know, the geometry of the front of the shoe, which, you know, we needed to square off. And the reason for that is the toes can sit naturally in the shoe, providing you better balance and better stability. But then what happened is we're able to widen the base under the ball of your foot by 4 millimeters wider than any other golf shoe. Now, if you had a rounded toe shoe, you wouldn't be able to do that. It just wouldn't look good. It looked like a clown shoe. So because we start with a square toe, it will look symmetrical. Now, again, you've got more balance and stability. But when you consider all of what I just said, that means there's more contact surface area with the ground. And that in of itself means better energy exchange with the ground. So when you swing, you throw force into the ground, it goes into the ground, back up through you, down the club, and into the ball. That's what they call ground force, ground reaction force.
Yes.
And it's all facilitated by your feet and your connection to the ground. And a lot of people say, well, the club creates swing speed, the ball creates. No, no, no. It's you that creates the swing speed. The club is the recipient of swing speed. And again, it starts with your feet. So wider surface area, better connection to the ground. More surface area means a more efficient energy exchange with the ground, hence you'll hit the ball farther.
Yeah. Why, you know, when they say, look at that person, look at her, she's up on her toes. You know, there's a reason for that. You're pushing down, and that force is pushing you up, too. And then it's into your swing. All of that force is into your swing, but you have to have really good stability to feel connected so that you can have the freedom to make all of those movements that drives you forward, upward, and gets that iron or the driver square into that ball. I mean, it's...
You are precisely right. That is well said. And again, it starts with balance and stability. And balance and stability really is everything. It really truly is, because if you're swaying in the golf swing, you know, you're not gonna have a center strike, and again, you could cut across it, you could pull it, and when you see these tour players swinging, and as they're making contact, they're up in the toes, they're throwing so much energy into the ground that it's lifting them back up, and it's that ground connection that is paramount to creating distance.
It's something else, boy. Okay, back to the shoe. Of course, you know, when you're putting on a new pair of shoes, you're starting to notice everything, you know. And I found that my foot slid right into there, and it had nice, like, around the heel, and just, I don't know what part of the foot that is, but on the, right below the ankle, has a nice little security. So you feel nice and snug, but not tight. And the laces, those, what are those laces made out of?
Yeah, so again, you know, comfort is everything in footwear. Well, not, you know, it. I tell people comfort's the entry price in the launching of golf shoes. So look, you know, it's got to be comfortable. And one of the areas that we looked at is the collar, which is the top of the shoe as you put your foot in. And we wanted to make that very comfortable. But the other thing is we want to make the shoe one with the foot so that the foot is not moving within the shoe, so there's no energy loss. But on the laces, we found that most important is bringing the upper material down on the top of your foot. So again, the foot is one with the shoe. But we just kept seeing that the laces would untie, people's laces would untie 3 or 4 times throughout the round. And, you know, once it's untied, prior to that, there's tremendous inefficiencies that are happening because your feet are moving in the shoe until it releases. Well, with our laces, we printed silicone on the top of it, so once you pull it through the eyelet, it stays there. It stays comfortably there the first time you tie it. You never have to tie it again throughout the round, so we call it the stay-put laces.
I want them in all my shoes. you know, when you talk about retying your shoelaces, yeah. When I'm wearing my sneakers, it seems like I'm always, oh, you know, your sneakers, hello, your shoelaces, Danielle. You know, and so it makes your feet tired if the shoe is getting looser because it's not snug. You don't necessarily notice it until, you know, you're about to fall over on your shoes. So I just love squares. I'm talking to Robert Winskovitz, founder and managing partner of Squares. It's at squares.com, and they have all these partnerships that I told you at the open, right, with Nick Faldo, who approached them, and Golf Channel, and Jim McLean, and Rick Smith, and Jim Remy said in his 40 years of teaching golf, these are the best golf shoes I've ever worn. Squares is the future of golf footwear, okay? Now, this is a really cool partnership. Tell us about the partnership with the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So I had the pleasure of being invited down to an event. It's called the Impact Makers this spring. And I heard stories about people overcoming cancer. And there were several women that got up and talked about breast cancer and the need for more education, and that a lot of this can be a lot of breast cancer can be caught early through mammograms, and we've got to keep educating people how important that is. And, you know, cancer has touched all of us. I lost a brother to cancer. Whether you call it, you know, breast cancer or any other type, it's still cancer. So their stories really made an impact on me. I left there. Let me pause a minute. One of the gentlemen that got up and spoke, too, about this, they run a program called Real Men Wear Pink. And what they do is they try to honor and call out to people that the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so people wear pink that month, really, to bring awareness to this terrible disease. So I left there and I said, I'm going to make a pink golf shoe. And we're going to create a partnership with the American Cancer Society to launch this in the end of September. So people were out there wearing a pink golf shoe and try to bring the golf industry. When I say the golf industry, I'm not talking every manufacturer. I'm talking people like you, mm-hmm. who are in the media, people that have got blogging sites, influencers, the Golf Channel, Golf Digest, people who have got a platform that can get out there and talk about the need for education, for treatment, and hopefully a cure for breast cancer. So we're launching a men's version and a women's version, and this is the first time that I've publicly mentioned this, its press release is going out tomorrow, and the world will know about this tomorrow. It just went live on our website. So for every shoe sold, we're going to donate $30 a pair to the American Cancer Society. And my hope is that I hand them a check for somewhere beyond $125,000 at the end of October.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so honored that you're announcing it on my show. I am, you know, thank you. And the thank you for donating $30 per pair of shoes sold to American Cancer Society for breast cancer awareness. Now, this pink golf shoe, men and women, has a little breast cancer ribbon on the side. I saw pictures of it.
Yep.
And I've got to tell you, the pictures you sent me, I'm going to use those in my posting, because there's something really sexy about those really hairy legs wearing those pink shoes.
You know, it's so funny. I've sent those pictures to a handful of people, and instead of saying the shoes look awesome, they go, my God, that guy's got hairy legs. They're not mine. I will tell you, those are not my legs.
But it does. I mean, I'm like, wow. there's just that contrast between that really, and it's a cool pink, guys. It's a really cool pink. And so you should get these shoes. Because in addition to all the science, your game will get better, okay? And you'll do something great for somebody, you know? You'll impact lives by wearing these shoes. Robert, you're awesome. So what do we do? Where do we go? How do we get the shoes?
Yes, if you could go to squares.com, and that's squairz.com. They're there now. They just went live, and I think you'll be very pleased that, you know, people like, if you're a country music fan, we've got people like Riley Green, Luke Combs, Jake Owen, Toby Keith, Lee Bryce, Mitchell Tenpenny, Colt Ford, all these guys are going to be out there wearing this. They're wearing our shoes presently, but they're going to use their platform to push this out. We've got tour players. In fact, I just want to do a shout-out to Seth Straka, who was leading the Olympics the first day. We're wearing squares and a really cool custom shoe.
Cool.
That we designed for him. He's now he's three shots off the lead going into tonight. And he is a U.S. citizen. He's got a dual citizenship with Austria and in the U.S. So we're rooting for him because he's wearing squares, and he's doing a great job there representing his country.
Yes, and I mean, he's right there. You know what? I was talking before we went on the air this morning about people whose heritage, maybe I was on the air too, people whose heritage is, you know, they know where their family immigrated from. That will always be in their heart. But by far, you know, being a U.S. citizen, an American, I am an American, you know, and where you came. And so you're playing. And that's why it was so cool that, I mean, Hideki, obviously, he's in Japan. He wants to win gold for Japan, and his country will, like, be up for, I don't know, 5 years. So excited that Hideki not only won the Masters, but won gold at the Olympics at home. But there is Xander Schauffele, who has ties to Japan. So he wants to win because he's in Japan, and he wants to win for America. You know, as a U.S. citizen, he wants to win because he's American. But he's also loving his country where this part of his family came from. And I think that's the beauty of the Olympics. You know, everybody's all one.
It really is.
Yeah.
I can't agree with you more. And I love the way that golf, unlike any other sport there in the Olympics, golf, you can be from these other countries, have a dual citizenship with the U.S., be over here, play here, and still love the United States, but love the country that you were born in and came from. And that's the beauty of golf. And that's why I'm so, I love the fact that golf back, I think it was back in 2009, got reinstated into golf, into the Olympics. And it's just a great platform for everybody to see. And most of those guys play day in and day out with each other. So you're watching the camaraderie there. It's like playing with your friends. You don't see that, you know, that really that focused competitive nature against your opponent because they're all friends out there. And I love that fact as well.
Robert Winskowitz, founder and managing partner, Squares, SQAIRZ.com. That's where you go to get those really cool pink shoes. Is Harry Legs on there too? Is he on the website? I want them
all. That's a model. He's going to be a celebrity by the end of it.
We'll just call him Harry Legs and those pink shoes. Okay, guys, get them. All right. And ladies, I mean, this is really these are very, very comfortable, very, very good shoes. And it's squares.com. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Now we're coming back with Tina Scotty after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Okay, you know there was a theft. A friend had something stolen. They've just reopened Newtown Driving Range. And, you know, Casey Nakama was on the show, and we were talking about Newtown Driving Range being reopened, and it's Newtown Range. That's it. Newtown Range. Someone stole the John Deere ball picker. Okay, so Casey Nakama is offering a $5,000 reward for their stolen John Deere ball picker. Okay? And what you need to do, if you have any information, spread the word. The number is 773-7774. 773-7774.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
All right. Tina Scotti, special events and grants manager, Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a swing for families. That happened earlier this year, and now we've got the full-on, maybe not completely full-on. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tina.
Good morning, Big D. Thanks for welcoming me back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So we have the 30th Annual Golf Classic Tournament. It's on Wednesday, August 4th, Hawaii Prince Golf Club in Ewa Beach. And it's playing with a purpose. So how many playing with a purpose teams do you have?
So we've got 52 teams that we've got coming back this year. So we wanted to make sure that we are compliant with COVID. So we didn't have as many as we normally do. We normally have about 200 players. But we wanted to keep it safe, right about 160 or so, so that we can accommodate for all the volunteers, you know, keep everybody safe distance. Because when we were planning it, we certainly didn't know where we were going to be, you know, here in August.
Right.
And so it was just one of those things that, you know, better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. And as it turns out, it's a good thing that you're making all these plans. Yes.
Oh, you. Yes. You know it.
Yes. So this these 52 teams are ready to hit them for the house. F-O-R-E, hit them for the house. And supporting our families that are here on Oahu for life-saving medical treatment for their keiki. So if a keiki needs hospital on Oahu, they need to come to Oahu. You know, can you imagine leaving your child in a hospital and having to be on a neighbor island because you had no
Correct.
Place to stay? That'd be terrible.
Right. And so we provide a place of respite. So a lot of these families, it's last minute. They're medevaced over to the island, or a serious accident happens here while, you know, they are on vacation. And so they have no place to stay. And so while they're either having treatments, you know, here at Kapiolani Hospital or Kaiser or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
we're the ones that are providing a place to stay.
Yes.
Home-cooked meals, you know, nice warm bed, transportation back and forth to the hospital, and try to get them through the crisis that they're working through. And so our golf tournaments are one of the biggest fundraisers that we have. And for our community coming together and standing behind, you know, these families that are in need. And here we are.
Here we are. And we are very close to the go time, which just happens to be when school is going back into session. So we are looking for volunteers to work the course. Is that it?
Yeah, we sure are. So initially when we started thinking, okay, if we kind of just bump the tournament back a couple weeks, it's our 30th year. Normally we have it in July. We have a lot of college kids that are able to come out and help us. We just didn't think that, if we are a little bit safer in August opposed to July with the counts, that we wouldn't be able to accommodate as many volunteers. So we're looking for a handful of people that have got during the day off, because our tournament runs from like 10 to 5. And then we need some help with some breakdown crews from 5 to 8. And if anybody can get in touch with us, they can go to our website at ronaldhousehawaii.org, or go to our Facebook page, or they can email me, they can go to your site. We just need some helping hands. I'm looking for about 10 more people to be able to close us out and to really help us. We've had a lot of community support with prizes and donations and stuff like that. I just need to kind of close the gap a little bit with, anywhere from like 8 to 10 volunteers.
Fabulous. Now, if I could only come between 5 and 8, is that okay?
That's okay. I can do that.
Okay, so we can...
We're appreciative of any of the help.
Yeah, so if you can only be available during the day, how about between 10 and 5? Does it have to be the full time?
We prefer that it is, so that we don't, because at this stage of the game, we're trying to, get as many people as we can.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do a full shift, because we're feeding you before, we're feeding you throughout, we're getting your shirts, we're getting you at the end. So it's kind of like we've got these shifts that are set. You're really just going to be sitting at one of the holes. We've got we're doing a hole-in-one, $10,000 hole on the C course. Each of the par threes are going to be exciting with a hole-in-one, with value gifts up to about $500. So you're really just going to be sitting at one of the holes, handing out goodies, surprises, food, enjoy a beautiful course out at Hawaii Prince. So it's not going to be too labor intensive or anything like that. It's just, we are trying to get those people to fit into those spots if possible.
Oh, it sounds like being Santa. You just get to sit, you're not in a Santa suit, and you got all these goodies to give away, right? That sounds like a wonderful...
Right. Right, but you're supporting for a great cause.
Yes.
Too, because, like I said, it is one of our biggest fundraisers. Our chair, Bruce Yanigahara, has been chairing this for over 25 years.
Wow.
Bless his heart. He's wonderful with, bringing in a lot of community support. We just need a few extra to close us out.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, when we talk about volunteering to work a tournament, often that means a lot more than sitting at a hole and giving people goodies.
There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes, but the day of, that's all we're asking.
Yeah, and then
don't fall asleep from all the food we feed you.
Hey, wake up.
Exactly.
Oh, this is great. So again, who do they get in touch with if they can volunteer?
So they can go to our website. There's a link on there that you'll just have to log in to be able to put in like your T-shirt size and the time that you're interested, whether it's the 10 to 5 or the 5 to 8 for like the breakdown crew if you want like a little bit of a shorter shift. They can go to our Facebook page, or they can email me at tina@rmhchawaii.org. And I can certainly point them in the right direction.
Excellent. So, you see, it's that easy. RonaldHouseHawaii.org. RonaldHouseHawaii.org. That's where you can go on the website. Or you can email Tina Scotti at tina@rmhchawaii.org. Or what was the third option to get in touch with you?
Like our Facebook page.
You
can go to Facebook, Instagram. The link is going to be on there as well. Raise your hand and we're going to come find you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. This is great. So volunteers should come to the course with what do they need to bring with them?
really, they just need to bring, if they've got water they can bring, we're going to be supplying masks, sanitizer, T-shirts, food for in the beginning, the middle, the end. We're going to have everything taken care of. Just a smile, a grateful heart, and know that you're doing good for the day.
That's awesome. Tina Scotty, Special Events and Grants Manager, Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a Swing for Families was in the spring. This one is, and I love this, Hit 'em for the House, okay? This is this is for the house. This is for the Ronald McDonald House. It's a 30th annual golf classic tournament, and it's on Wednesday, August 4th, Playing with a Purpose at Hawaii Prince Golf Club in Ewa Beach. There are 52 teams, and they need to get their goodies and have a support person just sitting there. And so that's what y'all, you got to do. It's so simple. Okay.
That's it.
And you help all the families that have their kids that have to go to the hospital and they don't have a place to stay on Oahu while their children are being cared for. You're amazing, Tina. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Big D. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Very welcome. Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got some Olympics to be talking about, and the man to do that with is Steve Eubanks. Steve Eubanks is senior writer, Global Golf Post. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
On the Road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now!
676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer, Global Golf Post, managing editor, LPGA, caddies for his daughter. Steve Eubanks, how do you have time to caddy for your daughter? Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for having me. But, you know, my daughter she's playing in college now, and she's at the age where dad is much more of a cheerleader than a caddy.
I totally understand that. It's like distance, dad, distance.
Exactly.
I hear that too, you know, distance, mom, distance. Okay, so I don't know how you've written 30 books.
I have, yeah. It's it makes it sound like I have no life. But
No, you have a huge life. I'm so impressed that you've written, I mean, Augusta, home of the Masters Tournament, Golf Freak, One Man's Quest to Play as Many Rounds of Golf as Possible. Yeah, I love this. To Win and Die in Dixie, The Birth of the Modern Golf Swing, and The Mysterious Death of Its Creator, The Story of J. Douglas Edgar. What's your handicap? I have you down as a 4. What? Still 4?
I think it's down to a 3 now. Woo-hoo! But it's in that range, yes.
You're good. How much time do you spend on the course?
Well, again, I have a daughter who is a college player, so she's keeping me honest.
See, this is wonderful. Okay, so we've got so much going on. In addition to the Olympics, which, of course, we're going to be talking about, in Ireland, the tri-sanctioned tournament, the ISPS Honda World Invitational, is being played out. Sanctioned by the European Tour, the LPGA Tour, the LET Tour, 144 men, 144 women, same golf course, same prize money. I think it's fabulous. So we have all these nations over there in Ireland playing. And then we have the men playing, Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, Paul Casey, Carlos Ortiz, Rory McIlroy actually put it together, and he's close to the top of the leaderboard. Are you watching this?
I am, and it is tremendous to watch. I got to tell you, Danielle, this has been one of the highlights, I think, of the entire Olympics has been the golf experience. And when those guys put on the uniform of their countries, they really turn it up. It's interesting because, you know, we think of this nationalism occurring during the Ryder Cup, and it does. I mean, you know, the team atmosphere and all of the camaraderie that goes with it, and there's a lot of nationalism that goes with that. But you know, it's different when the guys from Europe are putting on that blue flag with all the stars around it from Europe, and when they are putting on the colors of their home country.
Mm-hmm.
When Rory McIlroy puts on that Irish green, I mean, he's a different person.
Yes.
And I think the same is true for Paul Casey. He puts on the GB&R colors, and he's just a completely different player. It means so much more to them at that point.
Yeah.
And because there's only 3 medals, they're playing a different style of golf than we're accustomed to seeing. In a lot of cases, a guy who is sitting 9th, he's going to protect that top 10 position. Not this week. Tonight, when you watch the final round, you're going to see people firing at flags all over the place. And that's why I think anybody right now who is currently in the top 10 has really got a shot.
That's marvelous. I'm so glad you brought that up, because so many times we watch guys going, yeah, if I, you know, top 10, I'll make a bunch of money. And, mm-hmm. you know, that the journeyman kind of guys, you know, and sometimes I think some of our stars are doing the same thing. It's like, well, I'm just out here playing. I want to get reps, and I'm really shooting for this tournament, getting ready for this event. And this is exciting. There's no getting ready anymore. This is it. As you said, it's gold, silver, or bronze, and the rest of you go home with nothing.
Yeah. Fourth is the same as 60th. So they're going to go out there and try to finish in that top 3.
Yeah, exactly. Now, next week, we have the women starting. And we've got Nelly Korda, Danielle Kang, Lexi Thompson, and Jessica Korda. I've got to tell you, Team USA is a little strange since, I don't know, we're not a team so much as we're individuals playing for our country. Would you like to see this as teams, like twos, going out and playing against twos from another country?
I would, and I think if golf continues in the Olympics, and let's hope that it does. I mean, I think, you know, we have had 2 consecutive Olympics that have been contested under strange and different conditions. People have forgotten the Zika virus that scared everybody the first time around when we were in Rio. and now with all of the pandemic restrictions that are taking place in Tokyo. But if golf does make the cut, and I hope it does, I would like to see a slight revamping so that it is two-person teams. Now, granted, this is just like swimming or track and field or tennis, where those yes, they're a team, but they're also competing as individual athletes. You know, you don't see if you have three people lining up in the 100-meter dash. You know, they're not doing it as a team; they're out there as individuals.
Yes.
And that this is the same concept. But I would love to see two-person teams going forward.
Yeah, and, you know, come to think of it, you know, Solheim Cup is something we get to see as the U.S. goes up against, you know, the European squad. But when it's the U.S. team, everybody is rooting for each individual within that team to win. So when we watch somebody at the Olympics and gymnastics, you always see them hug each other. Like, great job. You did a great job. It's not like, oh, I want to do better than you. Everybody is on the team, and I really like that feeling. So it would be fun to see something like that in the Olympics. By the same token, as you mentioned, you know, everybody is rooting for, if Danielle Kang has a great day, I'm sure Lexi Thompson will be thrilled and just want to do better when she goes out for her next round.
Absolutely. And, you know, it would be... I, as an American, I want to see 1, 2, and 3 on the podium.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think that, you know, the Koreans would love to see exactly the same thing for their country.
Yes.
So everybody is, no matter the format, everybody has a rooting interest because of the flag that's associated with this.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this, Danielle, is I don't know if you know, most of the women have already arrived in Tokyo, and they are allowing them to go out tonight and watch the men. So while there are officially no spectators allowed at these Olympics, because these are athletes that are within the athlete bubble, many of the women participants are going to be out on the golf course watching the men tonight.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for explaining. Wait a second. Why are those people there?
Yeah,
that is great. Now, you also are with the LPGA as the managing editor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you writing for the LPGA and writing for Global Golf Post?
I am, yes. And it's been a fascinating duality here to do both of those. And I really love it. I love being able to do both because at the end of the day, Danielle, all I'm doing is telling stories. And I'm telling the stories of incredible athletes that that we don't hear enough about sometimes. And so that's one of the reasons that this has worked so well is, you know, I'm out there dealing with particularly the women of the LPGA, and you know, they're trying to explain to people what they do and why they are where they are. And that, to me, is the greatest part of what I get to do.
I totally agree with you. You get to follow the great athletes in the game of golf, and you get to write their stories. It's a wonderful thing that you can do. I wanted to have you on the show next week to talk about the women and their performance. Is that okay?
Sure. I'd love to be back on. Yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
Great. So now I want to ask you one of those, you know, we got to talk about this. What's happening with Justin Thomas? Have you been seeing his play? I didn't get to see his play.
Yeah, Justin is putting poorly, and I'm not sure if it's a mechanical thing, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take long when you start missing some putts that you would normally make for you to start second-guessing all of your mechanics and, you know, forget the feel that got you there in the first place. So the first round, he ended up having 18 straight pars, which, you know, on a day when a lot of people were shooting in the mid-60s, just wasn't going to get it done. So I think that it's just been a matter of the putting. And obviously when you cannot putt, it puts a lot of pressure on the rest of your game.
Oh, yeah. That your confidence is shot. That's the biggest problem in my world, at least. You know, I can't talk about. How about Colin Morikawa? He, you know, I expected him to be very strong in this tournament.
Yeah, and he was for a period of time. I mean, really, I think other than excuse me, other than the second round, he has played reasonably well. I mean, he shot 69 and 67 in the first and third rounds. You know, that mid round 70 was nothing to write home about. And a lot of it with Colin, you know, again, he's such a tremendous ball striker, but you cannot rely on that all the time. You have to have a solid short game to back that up. And his short game is just okay. And just okay wins major championships when you're hitting every green in regulation.
Yeah.
It you know, when people are going out and shooting 63s, you better have a super, super strong short game.
Yes. Yes. If they're going for broke, as we say right here in Hawaii. So Xander had the 68, 63, 68, because I'm sure everybody's going, hey, those scores are really good that they shot. Yeah, but they're not going to compete with the 69, 64, 67 that Hideki Matsuyama had, or the Paul Casey 67, 68, 66. Talk about coming on strong in that third round. And the golf course, we have about 60 seconds or so, maybe 2 minutes. The golf course is very mature. What was it? It was born in the 1920s, 1924?
Classic old golf course. They had actually held an Asian Pacific amateur out there that Hideki won. So this is it's got a lot of history. Really one of the oldest structures left that, in Japan, in suburban Tokyo. So there's a lot of rich history associated with that. And Daniel, I have to tell you, we cannot imagine what it would be like for Hideki Matsuyama to win the gold medal in his native country. He would be more popular than the Prime Minister of Japan by miles. It wouldn't be close if something like this were to happen. So there's a lot of drama ahead on a classic, rich old golf course, and I can't wait to see it.
I know. It's interesting. I mean, Hideki is trying to win gold in the Olympics after winning the Masters, being the first man of Japanese descent to win, or Japanese national to win. I mean, it's just incredible. And Xander Schauffele has ties to Japan. And, of course, he wants to his family and everything, but of course, winning for the United States. It's a wonderful thing to see. And I've missed the Olympics. I could have it on all day. In fact, I do. It's just I missed the golf while I was at work. It was a real pain.
Don't count Rory McIlroy out. 11 under and has not hit it well. He can turn it on in a second.
Yeah, we're in 69, 66, 67. He's shooting up. Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer for Global Golf Post, managing editor for LPGA. Thanks for being on the show.
Danielle, thanks for having me. Talk soon.
Talk tomorrow. We'll talk next week. Aloha. I want to thank our sponsors. Rainer Doors. Go to HawaiiDoor.com. Beautify your home, protect your home, and keep your loved ones safe. They've got raised panel, recessed panel, carriage house designs, flush styling, unmatched strength and durability, and quiet. Okay, have a new garage door installed and make it a Rainer overhead door. Call 808-676-3667, 808-676-DOOR, and tell them Danielle sent you. That's HawaiiDoor.com. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale continues until the store's empty. They put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including the Honda mower on sale, Sand Island, and Waipahu stores. Remember, we put power at your fingertips. And MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away, 24/7. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration, licensed contractors, clean up and repair. So in other words, they'll come in, help make sure that things get dry, put those fans in, get rid of the mold, don't let it grow. And then, because they're licensed contractors, they can come in and help you do all of your repairs. And they'll know exactly what needs to be done because they've seen inside the walls. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Got pain? Well, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson, because why would you want to spend another minute in pain when you can do something about it? Call Hawaii Pain and Spine, okay? I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And remember, if you know where that device, that John Deere ball picker, was stolen, call 773-7774. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.